everyone who's here. Thank you very much for interrupting your lunch for the IANA Business Excellence Workshop. This workshop will be presented by my colleague Janice and me. I'm Leo Vigoda. And because this workshop is being streamed and we've got remote participants and we want the remote participants to stay with us rather than wait for us to start, we're starting. Even though we are a little bit light at the moment, I guess people are still having a last dessert and cup of coffee. If we could talk about what we'll be going through. First of all, Doug Brent, who's here, will be giving us an introduction, talking about the strategic importance of this work that we're doing, why we're doing it. Then we'll go through what the process is for the work we're doing and what we plan on doing, and finish up talking about the communication that we're going to be working on. So if I hand over to Doug, and Doug will talk about the strategy.
Great, thank you, Leo. And obviously we have, if there is anyone online listening to this, we have a very small turnout today. I think that the timing of this session was not ideal to get good participation. And in fact, I personally am going to support a board workshop, so I just have time to introduce this session. I think the work that we're doing here with this business excellence project for IANA is incredibly important, and it is of strategic importance to ICANN. And we were just talking about ways we might be able to get this work out in front of the community, particularly regional internet registries and others who have an interest, sort of a direct interest, TLD operators, in how IANA functions. What is the genesis of this effort? Really, in some sense, one of the most important roles that ICANN has is acting as the steward for the IANA function on behalf of the Internet. And that function has to work well. It has to work perfectly, effectively, for all the the various communities who depend on it, IETF in the protocols and parameters area, TLD operators in the names area, and RIRs in the numbers area, for them all to do their jobs, again, and with a goal for perfection throughout the whole system. Interestingly, I think the IANA team within ICANN sort of was ahead of the game with respect to this affirmation of commitments. And for those who participated this morning in the public session, several people talked about metrics and the importance of metrics and measuring outcomes. And really, in part, that's what this business excellence effort is for IANA. The good news is sometimes these business excellence efforts start at a time where a unit is performing poorly. I think the general public public perception of IANA today is that IANA is performing pretty well. Most of the, at least what I hear, if someone raised their hand if they want to say differently, most IANA customers that I talk to are quite happy with the performance of IANA. But that is exactly the time to assess the work we're doing and say, what does it take for us to be satisfied that we're truly excellent in our operation, that we know what that means, that we can measure it, we can measure improvement. So this effort that Janice and Leo are going to be talking about has a great deal of support within ICANN at the ICANN executive level. It's something that we need to get out the word out much more broadly than the handful of people that are in this room. And so that task will be on us to do that through webinars and other areas over the upcoming weeks. But I think you'll find it very interesting, I know that we'll be very anxious to get your comments on this effort. So with that, I'll hand it back, and as I said, with my own scheduling conflict, go off to support the board in their workshop.
Thank you very much, Doug. Really appreciate having you with us today. I think, actually, now that we've got more people in the room, I should make a point of saying we have got the translation going on today, translation in French, Spanish, Chinese, and Korean. And if you need translation, there are these headsets all around for you. So, as Doug mentioned when he spoke, we are doing this because we're doing okay. We seem to have happy customers, but it's important that we use this opportunity of people being quite happy with how we're delivering the IANA functions to actually think about how we can improve them. That's not just an internal thing. Obviously, the people who are delivering the IANA functions are committed to providing a high quality of service, but also the strategic plan says, hey, you've got to strive for excellence in core operations. The IANA functions are a core operation for ICANN, and so the strategic plan, which is written in cooperation with all the people who participate in ICANN, has that in there because obviously the ICANN community believes that this is something that has to happen. So if we have the next slide. I want to talk a little bit about the framework that we're using. We're not making it up as we go along. However attractive that might be, we're using a standard framework because someone else has done all the work of making sure the framework is reasonably effective, first of all. The one we've selected is the EFQM framework. The EFQM stands for European Foundation for Quality Management, and basically it's the same principles as the JQA, which is very popular in Japan, and the Baldrige model, which is very popular in North America, but it's got a slight European twist to it. ICANN is obviously a very international company. We've got offices and staff based in Europe. We've got people based, in fact, all around the world. But this is the one we selected. It's a model that's popular not just in Europe. It's also popular in the Middle East. It's popular in parts of Africa. So we know that it does work quite internationally because other people use this model, and it works well for them. So if I hand over to Janice, why are you doing this one?
I can jump in. We're I've been doing the 1-2 punch at this point in the week. Some of us are starting to get a little bit sleepy, so we thought we'd change voices every couple slides just to see if you're paying attention. Janice Dumoulin, I work with the project office at ICANN and also run the fellowship program. I was very happy to be selected to work with Leo on this business excellence program, and I just want to add that we had the opportunity in August to travel to Brussels and engage in a 3-day workshop about EFQM, and even though we saw so many similarities to other programs that in our lives both of us had been through, the twist, as Leo mentioned, to this and the bend towards the European standard really caught our attention for those 3 days and gave us a whole different perspective on how to move ICANN through this process, and in so doing, move IANA through the process. We've actually had several departments come up to Leo and myself since that time and say we really like to get our department working, you know, through this as well, but we're gonna stick with IANA right now and move it through the process. So those of you that were here in the beginning, Doug Brent started this, requesting this out of Barbara Rossman, and really stressed the point that, again, that as Leo said, there's not a lot of cracks that are visible in IANA, but let's go ahead and take a good look and dig down into all of its functions and services and make sure that we're doing the best that we can. Leo and I debuted this to the IANA staff pretty quickly after we had gotten back from Brussels so that we could engage each of the staff members into this process because, as all of you know, in any company or activity that you have tried to take on, you're only one person and you need everyone's cooperation. And especially with IANA, where everyone has the staff is small and everyone has specific functions that others on the team may not be aware of, everyone needs to work together to in order to strive for excellence in this program. The process itself is circular, and when we started the slide with a strategic plan, We want to continually align ourselves year by year as we go through this process with the strategic plan. So in that way, it's circular. But also in the work within the model, you'll see as we go to the next slides that it is circular in what you need to put in and then what you're going to get out, and then continue that process and that cycle.
Okay, so the model we're using has these fundamental concepts of excellence, which are basically the concepts which guide how we go and plan and deliver the work that we're doing. I think they're all concepts which are very difficult to argue with. Results orientation or customer focus, I don't think anyone's going to say that either of those are bad things. Leadership and constancy of purpose, which I like to think of as not mucking around, and management by processes and facts, which seems better than intuition and sort of putting your finger up into the wind and seeing which way things are going. Also things like people development and involvement, basically making sure that the staff continue to grow so they can deliver better work as harder work is needed, and they're involved and active in making the company improve. Continuous learning, improvement, innovation, partnership development. This is, of course, partly making sure that we're building our relationships with the people we do business with. So for IANA, for instance, our direct business relationships are the RIRs, or top-level domain operators, or the Internet Engineering Task Force, you know, those people that we perform work directly for, but also other organizations who don't have a direct business relationship with us, but they use our services. And they might be, for instance, Internet service providers who go and pull our registries and use them to do various things. Corporate social responsibility, which of course is of growing importance. That's basically making sure that we don't just do the job well, but we hopefully make the world a little better while we're doing it. Now, some of these things are obviously things that we're already doing. And for instance, one example I'd like to give is management by processes and facts. We already have lots of processes and we have lots of facts. If you could show Janice the dashboard. I don't know if anyone or everyone in this room knows this, but we have this dashboard of key performance indicators for IANA. In fact, every activity in ICANN has this, and it's published on our website and updated every month. And here you can see some of the key performance indicators for IANA with a general overall health on the bottom right, and we're nicely in the green there, which is good. But if we could,
would you like to look at the next?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, let's see if that loads nicely.
We just like the cool graphics.
So what we've got here, for instance, is the amount of IPv4 address space. That was expressed as a percentage, and that's loading again, mm-hmm. Or a different page.
Yeah.
Okay, and here this one is our performance for the various pieces of work we do for the IETF. So the drafts approval or evaluation of drafts, the assignment of trip numbers, various different things there, and you can go and see that we've got a month-by-month graph showing you how we're doing over the last year or so. So if we go back to the slides, okay, so these are the fundamental concepts of excellence, and they are the things that are going to go into the process that we're using in order to make sure that as we go through this business excellence work, we genuinely improve the way that we're doing things. If I hand back to Janice now.
And I'll just say two things about this slide before we move on. One, the results orientation, and the one thing we took to heart at the workshop was, as we go through this cyclical and circular process, starting with the results, and you have to see where you want to end up in order to, you know, mark your work to get there. And so that's why results orientation starts, it's at the top. It's really where we start. The second thing, I just want to go back to the partnership development. One of the interesting things when we came back and from our workshop and met with Kurt and Barbara and Doug was having discussion about who, not so much who the customers were, but the shareholders and the stakeholders, and really making those decisions as a team about how we saw the people and the partners that we interact with, that we all had a common vision of the place, you know, the relationships held in IANA. And I thought that was really interesting that at the start of the discussion, everyone wasn't on the same page exactly with what that name meant and what that relationship was. And that's one of the things you have to buy in from the top management before Leo and I can really, you know, start our work, that everybody's on the same page. Timeline. So right now we've been working on the EFQM submission document, and the IANA Business Excellence document will be completed by December 16th. Then we will go into calendar year 10 and do a self-assessment. Part of the EFQM model is that you have to look into yourself through the enablers, through the processes that you do, and the results that you want to get out of them. And it's, I don't know, like 64 different points or such that you have to dig into to assess your services and your product. We'll do that with all of our senior staff and executives, including Rod, in January. And then January to March 2010, we'll identify the strategic initiatives and begin the project. So again, we have to have consensus out of the assessment of where we think we need to focus, and we're going to pick three key strategic initiatives out of the self-assessment that we think we need to move forward with first. And I also want to say part of the self-assessment is a little bit of patting yourself on the back as well. You're going to take a look at the things that we are doing very well, not just very well, but in an excellent manner. And there's a bit of a pat in the back for the IANA staff that, yes, these are going very well. In the meantime, these other three strategic priorities will need to be project out, you know, project mapped out and undertaken.
Okay, so as Janice has just explained, we're going to take this this document that we're writing at the moment and do a self-assessment, and that will be our baseline measurement, and that will be where we are now, and then we'll go and look for ways that we can improve ourselves. And what we don't want to do is just come up with a bunch of ideas and do them. Although coming up with a bunch of ideas and doing them is great, it's not necessarily sustainable. And what we're looking for is a multi-year push that is sustainable, so that we have systematic and sustainable improvement. And the framework that we have is going to give us something that is both systematic and sustainable. So it's something that we can be looking at this year and next year and the year after and so on. And what we'll be doing is we'll be creating those projects at the beginning of 2010, and we'll be creating those projects in the financial planning process for that year. So some things we'll do won't actually cost anything extra, but some things may well cost extra, and we'll be at exactly the right time because we'll be doing that work or planning that work at the time that we're planning the budget. So we won't have a mismatch, which I think is important. That's part of the sustainable element. And at the end of those projects, we then have to do an assessment of how successful the project was. Did it achieve the outcome that we were looking for? And do we still have additional areas for improvement that we can identify that can make further improvement to that particular area that we were seeking to improve? So that's what we're looking for in the outcomes from this project. If we go to the next slide, and what we haven't put here, but perhaps we need to talk about as well, is the way we're going to communicate this. And we need to communicate this to all of our stakeholders, not just at this session at the ICANN meeting, but we've been including little updates about this at the in the updates that we've been giving at RAR meetings recently. We'll be including a little update, I believe, when we go to the IETF the week after next, I think it is. And we'll also, as well as presenting at meetings and holding workshops, we'll be making a real effort to sit down with people, have conversations, and identify what it is that people who are our stakeholders see as the metrics that they have for measuring our success. We'll also, of course, be producing some written communication. Ideally, we'll be putting something on the blog, and I think sometime after the end of this meeting and before the end of the year, we'll have a blog post about this work that we're doing. We'll also, as Doug said in his introduction, we'll be looking at doing some webinars, because going to meetings is relatively expensive, and it's always difficult to catch people at a meeting. Webinars might make it a little bit easier to communicate with a wider portion of the community. But it's not just us communicating out. We genuinely want to hear back from our stakeholders. And so perhaps I could end this part of this session with some questions. And hopefully the people who are here in the room could come along to a microphone and tell us what they think. But we're reviewing the metrics we have for measuring our success. And we have those metrics that you saw on the dashboard. We have some others that are more detailed. But we want to make sure that the metrics that we have for measuring our success are also the measurements that our stakeholders feel are important. And so I would ask the people who are here in the room if you could come to a microphone and say, what are the metrics that you have for IANA success? Because there are different kinds of metrics that we could have. For instance, it could be speed. You know, you should do your work faster, and we could work on that. Or there could be a different metric of error rate, because obviously we try to make sure that we don't make any mistakes, but some mistakes do very occasionally creep in, and you could say it's more important that you don't make any mistakes than that you do things very fast. So that might be something that people feel is very important. Or there might be something which isn't necessarily so easy to measure, and there might be less easily quantifiable improvements that you think we should be making, and we would definitely be interested in your thoughts on those. We probably will be making some improvements that are difficult to quantify, but we'll obviously be trying to make measurements, because otherwise it's very difficult to identify how successful we've been in making improvements. So I would like to open up the microphone so that anyone and everyone here in this room can say, you know, what they think about how we should be judging ourselves when it comes to success. Does anyone Would anyone like to... Yes, please. Please ask a question. If you could come up to the microphone, otherwise the people on the end of the audio stream won't be able to hear you. And if you could say your name as well, that would be wonderful.
My name is Yalvi. I'm one of the ICANN fellowship for this year. During the presentation, we were talking about the plan. I think from next year, you are going to work on draft some projects. So my question is, what kind of project is related to the work we are already doing on new projects? I want to understand project when we are talking about designing projects in the plan.
Thank you. The projects that will come out of this, we don't know what they are yet because we haven't actually completed the self-assessment document yet, although it's about two-thirds done, and we haven't done the self-assessment. I think the kinds of projects that we might well see would be related to future challenges. I think one of the things that we can all be fairly sure about is that our work isn't going to slacken off. We're expecting to see, assuming the board approves the process tomorrow, we're expecting, for instance, to see the IDN CCTLD fast track start. And we'll then have quite a lot of additional TLD delegation work to do. And we've got a limited number of TLDs at the moment, and we've got a fairly manual process. So the kind of project we might see is a project that would streamline that process. Now, I can't tell you that that is a project that we will see because we haven't completed the assessment work to say that that will be the project, but that's the kind of project that we might have as an outcome. Does that answer your question? Go ahead, you've got the mic.
Yeah. Okay, it's about the staff. I know, according to the presentation you did, I think on Tuesday, I don't think you are, there are too much staff working. Why do you ensure that when, for example, one staff member leave, the work continue?
Thank you. That's an excellent question. Yeah, you're right. We aren't a huge staff. We have about 8 people who are dedicated to the IANA function. We've recently brought on one new full-time member of staff, and we've got another person who's doing some project work and could be dedicated to additional work if our workload significantly increases. What we've also been doing over this last year as something that we've introduced is because we've grown in staff and we've grown in number, we've made sure that we don't just have multiple people doing a job, but that the people doing jobs are cross-trained so that if we've got, say, one person away on a holiday and then another person doing that job falls ill, someone else can cover for them and knows what to do. So we have some cross-training, and it's not perfect, and that's obviously another thing that we would be looking at improving. It's on our Good Ideas Wiki page, actually. yeah, that's another great question. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Louis Lee. I'm the chair of the ASO Address Council. Thank you. I want to ask if this framework is equally applicable to corporate entities and also nonprofits, and if you had to tweak it in any way, or if it has any suggestions for how you might apply it to a nonprofit.
No, you go. You're on a roll.
Oh, okay. yeah, it seems to work quite well. One of the things we noticed during the session we did at the EFQM office in Brussels earlier in the year is this framework seems to work well for manufacturers and service companies, for public companies who are looking for a profit, also for the public sector and for not-for-profits. It concentrates on fundamental principles of what you're doing in business rather than this is how to make manufacturing work more smoothly or this is how to squeeze an extra penny out of your customers. So it actually seems to work quite well with us. It, putting the work into it and doing this work in documenting what we're doing, it actually seems to be quite a good fit. So we haven't finished the initial stages yet, but so far so good.
And if I may, I'd like to find out if you have any goals that you have identified already within this framework that you expect to be measuring.
We've got some good ideas, but we haven't got anything fully defined yet because we haven't done we haven't completed the initial measurement. So while I've got some good ideas about where we might well be going, I think it would be premature to say that we'll definitely do this because before we finish, well, at the point that we've finished the measurement, we might find there's something that's a bit more important and that we work on first. So I don't have anything that I can tell you for sure right now. But that's when we've got our plans ready, we will make sure that we communicate and let you know.
And I'll just say that two things is that Leo and I, during the workshop, we did do our own mini form of a self-assessment of IANA and ICANN. I kind of focused a little bit on the ICANN with IANA Within and Leo on IANA. So we did formulate good thoughts about where we think it should go. We then met with Kurt and Barbara and Doug, walked them through the process that we had gone through, but we didn't want to give them our ideas at that point to kind of brainwash them into our way of thinking. So that's why we want to wait. So we'll get David Conrad, Rod, Barbara, Teresa Swinehart, Kurt, all in the room together in January. They'll go through the entire process themselves with a clear mind without being biased by us and then be able to produce together consensus of the strategic initiatives. And the other thing I'll again stress that Leo is talking about is the alignment with the strategic plans. We want to make sure whatever we come up with, it works with what the community has already outlined in the strategic plan that is important for them. So we always want to keep that lined up. We're not doing work that's not parallel to the work that's being called upon, you know, for us to do.
Does anyone else have any questions or for that matter, comments that they'd like to make? Or for that matter, a statement about the things that they think are important for IANA to concentrate on, specifically when it comes to metrics. So that, for instance, we've got that IANA dashboard webpage with a series of measurements. If there are things that you think should be on there or that you'd like improvements to those things, it would be great to get your input so that maybe we can make some improvements. Actually, found out it's not as difficult to make changes to the dashboard as I thought. So we could make changes if you find that the dashboard needs to be refined to meet your needs. Anyone?
We're just that good. That's great.
In that case, it seems that we've come to a natural conclusion. Thank you very much for everyone who is here in the room today. Also, thank you to the people who have been listening to the audio stream. This session will be archived and put on the website so that people can listen to it in the future. The one thing I would like to emphasize is if you have comments that you would like to make to us personally rather than at this session, or ideas that you think about as you're traveling home, please just email us and let us know what your ideas are, what your thoughts are, because it's really important that we hear from you, because you know, our stakeholders are the people we're doing the work for. So thank you very much.